are here with Richard Cabral, who is one of the stars of American Crime.
Yes.
You know, I've seen a lot of your previous work, and for me, I think I, even though most people will see this character and think, oh, it's just a typical, you know, gang guy,
right,
and stuff like that, but I saw how you were talking about the character earlier,
right,
and you got all choked up, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because it looks like, in a way, you've kind of come full circle to where you have a character that has a lot of meat, and not just one dimension, it
right,
looks like it. So tell me a little about how you feel about this character that you're going to be playing, that you're playing.
Right, it's exactly what you said, like, it's the first time that I've been able to have my life and my past experiences come full circle in my art. And that is, I think that's the most amazing thing, that's the most epic thing that any actor or artist could really ask for, to be able to bring a character to life. And that's what John really did. He was able to let me breathe and to really show these people that it's there's a reason why people become what they become. And it was just like me through my past experiences of life. There was a reason. It wasn't my fault that I got in trouble. I mean, there was a certain point where, yeah, I have to take responsibility, but everything that I was taught, everything that I was trained to do as a young child, it is why I became a screwed up young man. And but getting into the character, it's able to explain and that.
And it looks really intense. You know, when people see you up on screen,
right,
they usually go, oh, but because you, they usually want you to play that
right,
tough looking exterior, and if people saw you at this very moment, they have no clue.
It doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up.
Right.
But that's what the beauty of acting is.
Right.
You know, is that you get to live out or work out sometimes,
right,
in some cases, your angst.
Yeah.
And here you are in this particular role. How did this role come about for you?
I mean, just the role came about just like any other role. Just my agent called me, you know, and had me go audition. You know, I was welcome to the audition, and I went out there and just got the script, did the work as an actor, as I do in my characters, and yeah, just went through 3-4 auditions, and John really liked what I was bringing to the table, and yeah, he.
I think there's what? There's 10 episodes?
There's 11.
Oh, there's 11 episodes.
Right.
11 episodes. Because I think one of the things that calls ABC,
right,
we're saying that it's one of those kind of shows that we do the 11 episodes, but there's so much stories involved that hopefully we'll come back,
right,
probably with maybe new characters, but still have the same sense,
right,
of what the show started to be. So how do you feel about that? I mean,
I think it's not that hard, because it's just like with life. There's so many layers in everybody. So it's not that difficult, I believe, to tap into these characters if we come around again.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many factors in life, like,
and you're a dad.
Exactly. Being a father, being a wife, what happened right before that, or what happens right before that? Like, if you think of it, this story is about one incident, and it's 11 episodes. One incident. There's millions of incidents in life, so there's no telling where this story could go.
Now, hopefully this show will be successful, because I've been disappointed by
right,
some shows that are so good that don't get a chance to grow.
Right.
You know, like gang related.
Right.
The Bridge.
Right.
You know. How do you feel that you think that the audience will hopefully stick to this?
There's a thing that John really said earlier, is that that emotion is emotion. If open your heart is opening your heart, and that is what every single character, that is what every single episode does week in, week out. So sticking to that, there's no doubt in my mind that it's gonna resonate with the audience, with the millions of viewers. I followed a lot of I followed everything. But the thing with John, it's not that he just got an Oscar, it's that he gives every single character a chance to really show emotion. People don't care about the dialogue. I mean, they do care, but not as much as the emotion. And as long as you could open to that, then everything else pretty much falls as it's supposed to.
So what else are you working on, or are you just working on?
We finished up this, and last year, right before we went to Austin to shoot this, I was in Albuquerque shooting Mel Gibson's new movie called Bloodfather. Writer Peter Craig, he co-wrote The Town. He's the writer of The Hunger Games. So I just finished doing that. That should be coming out at the end of the year.
Can you tell me a little about the character?
It's around the same character. It's around the same bad guy, but it's a great story. Mel Gibson. He's a phenomenal actor. You know, I had a chance to work with him and Bill Macy, and it's at a good place.
I'm very happy that you're part of this series, and I'm happy also to see so many other Latinos on the show, because I love Benito Martinez.
Yeah, Johnny.
Elvis,
yeah, Dominican, exactly.
So, congratulations, and of course, you know, I look forward to doing more of these talks with you.
Yeah, we will. You're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. All right, I know you have a busy night.
I know. I'm trying to get